Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something that sits right in that sweet spot between atmosphere and bassline energy. We're making an echo chamber style jungle pad drift drive from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and the aim is to create a texture that feels dubby, a little haunted, and fully locked into old school DNB vibe. Now, this is important. This is not just a pretty pad. We want a supporting instrument, something that helps the drums breathe, gives the bass line a sense of space, and adds movement without stepping on the sub. In jungle and darker drum and bass, that space between the kick, snare, and low end is where a lot of the magic happens. So if we get this right, the pad becomes part of the groove, not just something sitting on top of it. Let's start by creating the core sound. Open a new MIDI track and load up either Waveedable or Analog. If you want a slightly more modern, movable character, go with Waveedable. If you want a quicker route to that warm old-school feel, Analog is great. For this build, I'd lean toward Waveedable, because we can keep the sound alive without making it too glossy. Set Oscillator 1 to a saw wave. Then add Oscillator 2 as either another saw or a triangle. Keep the detune modest, somewhere around 8 to 18 cents. We're not trying to create a massive super saw cloud here. We want width, but we want focus. If the sound gets too wide too early, it starts fighting the break and the bass. If the instrument has unison, keep it low, maybe 2 to 4 voices max. More than that and the texture can become too hazy for jungle. Then bring in a low-pass filter, 24 dB if possible, and shape the filter envelope so it opens a little on the attack and then settles back. That slight motion is what gives the pad its breath. Now shape the amp envelope. Give it a medium attack, somewhere around 20 to 60 milliseconds, so the pad doesn't punch the drums in the face. Let the decay sit around 1.5 to 3 seconds, keep sustain fairly high, and give it a release of maybe 2 to 5 seconds. What we're after is a pad that blooms and lingers, but still leaves room for the snare crack and the transient detail in the break. Now write the MIDI. Keep the chord movement simple and intentional. Think minor voicings, minor 7, minor 9, maybe sus 2 or sus 4 if you want more ambiguity. Try to keep the root out of the absolute low register if your sub is active. A good range is around C3 to C5, depending on the arrangement. And here's a really important teacher note. Don't write this like a piano part. In jungle and old school DNB, the pad should feel like a rhythm section element. So instead of holding giant block chords all the way through, give it space. Let it hit, let it answer, let it leave gaps. A nice starting phrase is a two-bar idea. Maybe a chord hit on beat 1 of bar 1, then a shorter stab on the end of 2. Then in bar 2 let the chord sustain longer into the back half of the bar. That kind of phrasing gives the delay something to chew on later, and it also makes the pattern feel conversational. If you're unsure how much to write, use this rule. If the groove feels better when you mute the pad for a moment, the pad is probably doing too much. It should support the groove, not explain itself. Next, let's clean up the tone. Drop an EQ8 after the synth. Start with a high-pass filter somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. The exact cutoff depends on how busy your low end is, but the main point is simple. Get the sub and the true low bass out of the pad's way. In jungle, the pad can have power in the mids, but it should not be competing with the kick and sub for foundation. If the sound gets boxy, try a gentle dip in the 250 to 500 Hz area. That's often where pads get cloudy and start softening the snare. If the pad needs a little more bite or presence, you can add a touch around 2 to 5kHz, but keep it subtle. Too much top end and the texture starts sounding polished instead of dusty and atmospheric. After EQ, add saturator. Keep the drive modest, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip if needed. This gives the pad a little density so it can speak through the drums, especially on smaller speakers. In this style, saturation isn't about obvious distortion. It's about making the harmonics feel present. If the sound still feels static, add auto filter before the saturator and automate it later. A little cutoff movement goes a long way. Sometimes a pad only needs a slow open and close over a section to feel alive. Now we get to the echo chamber part. Ableton's echo is perfect for this. You can put it directly on the track or on a return for more control. If you want to stay flexible, I recommend using a return track. That way your dry pad stays readable, and you can bring the delay space in only when you need it. Start with a tempo lock delay time. Try 1/8 if you want that pushing, syncopated feel, or 1/4 if you want deeper space and longer tail movement. Feedback can sit anywhere from 25 to 55%, but be careful. Too much feedback and the chamber turns into mud. For jungle, the delay should feel rhythmic, not endless. Set the filter inside echo so it doesn't take over the mix. High cut it around 4 to 8 kHz if the top gets too shiny, and low cut it around 150 to 300 hz so the repeats stay out of the sub territory. A little modulation is nice too, maybe 10 to 25%, just enough to make the repeats breathe and warp slightly. A really good workflow here is to automate the send amount to echo instead of drowning the whole sound in delay. That gives you control. You can keep the part fairly dry in the drop, then let the echo bloom in the breakdown or transition. That is a very jungle move. Now let's add a low support layer. This is where a lot of intermediate producers get too heavy-handed, so keep the intention clear. We are not making the pad itself into a sub. We're creating a supportive low movement layer, something that hints at a bassline, a drone, or a restrained Reese-like underlay. Duplicate the MIDI or make a new track with operator or a simple wave-eatable patch. Use a sine or triangle-like waveform. Keep it an octave below the pad, but do not stack full chords down there. Just use the root, maybe the root and fifth if you need a little color. Then process it lightly. Low pass it so it stays in the low mid and low range, and keep it fairly mono-friendly. You can add a touch of saturation for harmonics, but don't let it become fuzzy or wide in a way that compromises the low end. If you want a little motion, use subtle chorus only on the higher part of that layer, or automate a filter gently. The job of this layer is to create tension and weight without fighting the real sub. At this point, you should already be hearing the shape of the tune. The pad gives emotion, the echo creates motion, and the low support layer gives it drive. Now we're going to resample, because that's where this really starts to feel like a jungle production, not just a sound design exercise. Create a new audio track and route the pad or pad bus into it. Record a few bars while the filter or delay send is moving. Capture the moments where the sound evolves. That's the gold. Once recorded, trim it down to the best 1 or 2 bar phrase. If needed, warp it to tempo. Then start treating it like sample material. You can reverse the tail before a hit, chop off the last repeat before the drop, or pitch it down a semitone or two for a darker section. You can also add a little redux if you want some roughness and aliasing, but keep it tasteful. This is one of the best old-school jungle techniques. Print the movement, then rearrange it. Suddenly your pad isn't just a live synth part. It becomes an arrangement tool. Now test it against drums. Bring in a breakbeat, ideally something in the 160 to 174 BPM range. Listen carefully to how the pad sits with the snare, especially on 2 and 4. Does the echo tail get in the way of the snare crack? Is the filter making the pad too thick in the low mids? Is the sound helping the groove or just hovering over it? If the groove feels off, check your note lengths first. Often the solution is to shorten the source notes before reducing the delay. Less note length can create more clarity than simply turning down effects. If needed, use a small amount of groove from Ableton's Groove Pool. Keep it subtle. You want the pad to feel human and sprung, but not so swung that it fights the break. Usually 20 to 45% is enough if you're using a groove at all. A very useful arrangement mindset here is call and response. Let the pad hit, then let the bassline answer. Let the pad hold while the break fills in the gap. Let the echo tail appear in the space after a snare ghost note rather than covering it. That contrast is a huge part of the vibe. Now automate like you mean it. Open the filter over 8 or 16 bars. Raise the delay feedback in the last bar before a drop. Bring the dry slash wet of the echo up for a breakdown, then pull it back for the main groove. Maybe increase saturation slightly during the build, so the texture gets more urgent. You can also automate pan or auto pan on the upper layer only, just enough to create motion, without scattering the low end. And here's a very effective move. Close the pan's low pass filter slightly in the drop. Then open it again in the breakdown. That creates tension without adding a single extra note. It's a simple move, but in DNB it works like magic. If you use reverb, keep it disciplined. Short to medium decay, low cut it, high cut it, and use it more as a transitional tool than a constant wash. In this style, reverb is often best when it marks a moment, not when it fills every second. Let's talk about a few common mistakes, because the sound can go wrong fast if you overcook it. First, don't let the pad fight the sub. High pass it enough that the low end stays clean. Second, don't make the whole thing overly wide. Keep the low layer centered and the stereo width mostly in the mids and highs. Third, don't drown it in feedback. If the chamber turns to mush, it stops being rhythmic. Fourth, don't make the part too busy. Cure events often hit harder in jungle. And fifth, don't skip resampling. The recorded version often gives you the best control and the best character. A few extra pro moves can really level this up. Try sidechaining the pad lightly to the kick or even the snare. Just a little movement is enough. You're not trying to pump like a modern EDM record. You're just making room. You can also layer a dark noise bed, a bit of vinyl texture, or a filtered atmospheric field recording underneath, but keep it tucked away. The point is grime, not distraction. If you want more evolution, try changing one note in the chord every 4 or 8 bars, while keeping the same voicing shape. That creates harmonic drift, without sounding like a completely different section. You can also make an octave shadow layer very quietly for a bit of shimmer, or print a broken tape version with pitch drift and warble underneath the clean pass. Another great trick is to make 2 versions of the texture, one dryish version for the drop, and one wetter version for the breakdown. Flopping between them gives the arrangement depth, without needing a whole new sound. Now for a quick practical challenge.